Most of this course, I'm going to be teaching you material that I can back up both from carefully performed, replicated research and from personal experience of being a TA and tutor. But this is fairly new. We've only been doing online instruction in our department for a little time, and these are mostly sort of consensus of opinions of TAs from previous online semesters. I hope they'll be useful to you, but they may not be 100% perfect. I have three main tips. Reinforce the human, don't look at code, and emote positively. So let's start with number one, reinforce the human. You want your students to remember that you are a person and that they are a person. It is tempting for them to treat you like a machine and to give you some unpleasant emotions and feel frustrated dealing with you unless you do something to remind them that you're actually there. So, number one, turn on your camera. You have control over this. Make sure you're TAing in a situation where you can leave your camera on so students see you. Look at your camera. This will cause them to feel like you're making eye contact, at least when you first meet them, and so forth. Number two, talk with them about them. You don't need to spend very much time on this, but say a few words that make them realize that you're thinking of them as a person. This will tend to make them realize that you might be a person too, and will tend to cause them to have a more positive interaction with you. And to the degree you're comfortable and it's appropriate, encourage them to turn on their camera. Different people have different levels of comfort with this, but in general, if students are on camera, they're going to engage much more respectfully, they're going to focus more fully, and anecdotally, we find they tend to learn more quickly if they will do this as well. So that's number one, reinforce the human. Number two, don't look at code. It's actually always something we recommend for TAs teaching programming classes or classes where there is programming. If you look at the code, you're focusing on the student's problem, not your problem. Your problem is how to help the students learn. Their problem is how to fix their program, and you generally should look at what your problem is. In the online space, this is a little bit more complicated. A common suggested tactic was to share some sort of digital or physical, if you have one in your space, you can point your camera at, whiteboard. Some type of space where you can write, diagram, explain what's going on. In general, though, you want to refuse to switch from teacher mode to debugger mode. If students show you their code, don't immediately dive in to let me fit, understand, and solve the problems with the code. Continue to interact with the student, asking them to understand and explain their code, helping understand what they know rather than focusing on what you know. And number three, emote positively. You should be conveying positive emotions. Number one, encourage your students. Ask them to do things, encourage them to do well, say encouraging things, cheer for them. Okay? Number two, express confidence in them. Students in general have less confidence in their ability to succeed because more of their brain is occupied trying to learn and worrying about their success. If they seem to be on a good track, tell them. Help them understand and borrow some of your confidence. Also, praise their good actions. We'll say some more about this later, but you should praise their actions, not their nature. Saying somebody is smart has some various negative possible side effects, but saying they have done well or they've done some good work, it's clear they've studied, these kinds of comments will tend to make them feel good about their continued effort as a student. So these are some tips that we've gotten from other TAs that have taught online courses. We don't pretend they're exhaustive. We don't pretend they're perfect. If you have other suggestions, try some of these and they don't work, try other things that do and so on. We'd love to hear from your experience. But I hope that knowing these in advance will help making that transition to TAing online smoother for you.